The KSL In-Depth, our coverage will continue. It was about an hour ago that we learned the Colorado Supreme Court has ruled former President Trump is not eligible to run for president. Joining me live is attorney and former constitutional law professor at the University of Utah, Pat Shea. Pat, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Can we get your perspective on this?
Certainly, Jeff. I had constitutional law from Professor Archie Cox at Harvard Law School. And the one admonition he made to his students was, do not let the judiciary get involved in politics. And I think this case, from my personal point of view, was decided correctly. But as the ABC News said, it's going to be appealed. And given that three of the nine Supreme Court justices were appointed by then President Trump, it will be interesting to see if they are strict constructionists, which with the word insurrection under impeachment would allow them to decide he can't be on the ballot. Another way they could escape is to say that there has been no verdict rendered, so there's speculation as to whether he is guilty of being part of an insurrection. One of the problems I believe we have with laws and lawyers these days is that they make things more complex than they need to be. And we need to have some way of expediting important judicial decisions rather than having them on appeal. It will generally take 18 to 24 months. And decisions like this that have an immediate impact on the 2024 election need to be decided sooner rather than later.
Well, this conceivably, this wouldn't even affect the Trump campaign. He could lose Colorado and still win the Republican race. And for that matter, the presidency. Colorado tends to run Democratic. But the question is, could this cause a ripple effect across the country? Could other states follow suit? I know there are a few lawsuits pending at this point. What do you think?
Well, I think you will see a number of activist groups filing, if they haven't already filed, a suit similar to the one that was just decided by the Colorado Supreme Court. Equally, I think you'll see some Trump-supporting judiciaries in some of the clearly Trump states trying to make a case that would go before a court with an opposite decision that he had a constitutional right to run for public office. Personally, again, I don't think that is enshrined in the Constitution, nor do I think he could overcome the prohibition on impeachment about insurrection, because I think it's clear in some of the documents that have come to light in the last few days about plans for a attack on the Capitol in the White House is further evidence of that that President Trump was and is guilty of insurrection.
This is constitutional law professor, former constitutional law professor at the University of Utah, Pat Shea. This obviously has to be fast-tracked through the courts for a final decision. Could this get to the Supreme Court of the U.S. very quickly?
Well, they certainly could. In Gore versus Bush, once the Florida Supreme Court made their decision, I don't think it was more than a few weeks before it was before the Supreme Court. And the 5-4 decision, to me, reflects, unfortunately, the increasingly political cloak that seems to be enshrouding the judiciary, which needs to be, under Article 3, completely independent. But unfortunately, whether it's in Utah or other states, the politics of appointment become very, very important, and confirmation.
Whether it's a Democrat or a Republican wearing the robes, thanks so much. Pat Shea, I expect we're going to be speaking with you again. We appreciate it.